none but the hungry heart. 8:8. Prayer preparation. He shall be a vessel unto honour, sanctified and fit for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 2:21. Prepared unto every good work, especially prayer. It does not follow that because a thing is the will of God, he will necessarily lead you to pray for it. He may have other burdens for you. We may get our prayers from God and pray to know his will. God was dealing with Hudson Taylor for 15 years before he laid upon him the burden of definite prayer for the foundation of the China Inland Mission, now the Overseas Missionary Fellowship. Our Father is not in a hurry. He cannot do things with us until we are trained and ready for them. We may be certain he has further service, further burdens of faith and prayer to give us when we are ready for them. In the true prayer of faith, the intercessor must spend time with the Father to appropriate the promises of his word and must permit himself to be taught by the Holy Spirit whether the promises can be applied to this particular case. He remains in the presence of God till he, by his Spirit, awakens the faith that in this particular matter the prayer has been heard. In praying, there are two alternatives set before us. The one, prayer as a means by which we get from heaven what we need. The other, prayer as infinite grace of God, lifting us up into his fellowship and love, and then, when he has thus brought us to himself, bestowing upon us the blessing we need. In the former case, the gifts that I can receive through prayer are the chief things. In the latter, God and his love and fellowship with him and the surrender of the suppliant to his glory and his will is the supreme objective. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2.